Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We're dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Although additional cash cattle trade still expected to be seen during the day today, the tone of the market's likely to have been set by light to moderate trade trickling in over the past couple of days. Trade in the South developed midweek here in our part of the country at about $115. Now, these prices are generally steady to a dollar higher than last week and indicate a firming trend still developing through the complex. The breakaway from the $2 and higher gains per week seen over the past few weeks may curb market bullishness, but one can argue that the more stable and gradual price support remains more sustainable and is better for long-term market movement as it limits price volatility. Firm follow-through pressure seen yesterday is expected to create a weaker market tone in the hogs here at weekend, although traders are closely following any export sales to China reported in the holiday delayed release of the weekly export sales report. The concern that current supplies and the lack of active movement to export markets is causing traders to test support levels. December futures have now broken through October support, which puts the next threshold back below $60. On the grains, Kansas City, December wheat down about a penny and a half early today, staying quietly sideways the past month and just below its 100-day average. Warmer temperatures in the week ahead may allow for more winter wheat planting in southern states, but it also seems likely that winter wheat acres will fall below last year's 31.2 million acre total. Well, December corn is down about a quarter penny early today, continuing to drift slowly lower since mid-October while harvest makes slow progress. Friday's weather map is dry across the central U.S., and so is the seven-day forecast, both favorable for harvest. It's odd to say that propane supplies remain difficult to come by across the northern Midwest at a time when U.S. propane supplies are up 17%. January soybeans are down about a penny and a quarter cents early today, trading quietly near its lowest prices in over a month, but also holding above 100-day average at $9.12. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle up 97 cents, 119.07. February up 82 cents yesterday, 124.92. November feeder cattle up at 105, 146.62. January up 122 at 144.05. And December hogs down 37 cents yesterday, 62.75. Kansas City wheat, December down 2.5, 422 and a quarter. March down 2.5 cents at 430 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December down a penny and a quarter, 507 and three quarters. March is down 2 3/4 at 511. December corn up a half penny, 375 and three quarters. March is up 3/4 at 384 and three quarters. The January soybeans up 1.5 yesterday at 916 and three quarters. March up a penny at 929 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.